Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Time for Polls Apart. We want to test the stats and see if they hold up.
And Beck, this is your week. What have you got for us?
Okay, it's all about seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
So we want you to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We're not judging.
Oh, do you put them on?
Yeah, do you always wear a seatbelt? That's what we want to know. Yes or no? You can text 0429 985 985.
Okay, so what's the exact wording? Do you always wear a seatbelt whenever you're on the car? Because I would say I always wear my seatbelt. However, if I'm quickly back in a trailer or just moving the car so Kim can get out, I probably won't put it on.
Well, if it involves you going on the road.
Okay, that's good clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you are on, pull out onto, if you're off of private property.
Then you would, okay.
Then you have your seatbelt on.
Okay, then I'm going to lock in, I always wear a seatbelt.
Okay, I also always wear a seatbelt.
Mm.
However, I'm not for me, I'm locking in to Lana as she does not, no, she doesn't always wear a seatbelt.
Right, okay, why?
Because she will start driving before she puts her seatbelt on.
Yeah, my dad's the same.
Yeah, I know a few people,
a K down the road and then they'll make it click.
Yeah.
So those are no.
No.
Okay, classification?
Yeah.
Glad.
Yes, because always, as in, do you always wear it? So I, even if I am staying on my property.
You'll wear one.
If I'm moving the car on the driveway, I will put on my seatbelt.
Sometimes I just put it on.
Sometimes I just get in the car and put it on and I'm not going anywhere.
Safety first.
I've got true stats for you.
Okay.
Oh no, I can't tell you now. I can't tell you. That's...
You're going to ruin it.
I would ruin it. Okay, I almost ruined it. I've got to see if the stats hold up because I've got the American stat and I've got the Australian stat.
Is there much difference between the two?
There is a bit of difference.
Wow, okay.
Surprisingly. So
I'm going to take a guess here.
Yep.
Aussies are going to be a bit lazy with it.
You reckon?
Okay. I think Americans are probably a bit more efficient. And
with their seatbelt wearing.
Yes, yeah, I'd say so. But who knows? Who knows? We'll find out soon.
We will. Let us know, yes or no, 0429 985 985. Text it through. Now, we do need you to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I don't think 100% of us are wearing them 100% of the time.
Exactly. And you know, we're not going to, you know, dob you in.
No.
Remain anonymous. Don't worry about it.
I'll give you one little stat.
Okay.
Young adults, aged 18 to 24,
yeah,
are less likely to wear seatbelts than older adults.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's maturity, isn't it?
Yeah.
But even from 18, I would always put it on.
Yeah, me too. Even when I'm reversing a car in the driveway.
So the question that you're asking today is, do you always wear a seatbelt? Now, the definition of always is pretty much the moment you hit a public road, is your belt on.
Or a road. As soon as you're on a road.
Okay.
So if you're
on
just, on a road. If you're just like on your driveway.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
But the moment you get to that curb.
Yeah, that's it. As soon as you're on a road where you're driving a decent speed.
Yeah.
Where you could lose control or you could crash.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
But if you're the type that gets onto that road and then puts the belt on like 100 metres down the road, no.
No, you're a no.
You're a no. You're a bad person.
No, don't say that. We're no judging.
Okay, that's right. No judgment here.
Thank you.
And you can remain anonymous.
If you
no
like.
No judgment.
0429 985 985. Do you always wear a seatbelt? I gave you a stat before that young adults.
Yes.
Are less likely to wear one. Also, men are less likely to wear seatbelts than women and roughly twice as likely as women to be killed in road crashes for failing to wear a seatbelt.
Look, I, as an ex-tradie, sometimes you just got to move your car really quickly or you've just got to, like, there's so many times where you just quickly jump in to do something real quickly.
Yep.
So I used to not wear a belt maybe.
But
a
now.
Bit more. Now, it's there's no reason. Like, if I'm going anywhere, I'm going somewhere decent. It's not like, you know, 50 metres down the road for another building thing.
Oh, I just laugh at myself because even if I'm just, like, moving 2 metres.
You put your belt
on. I put my seatbelt on.
Good on you.
Yeah, but I think, I shouldn't make an issue. Yeah, but no, but I just do. Have but it. In, on.
America versus Australia. I made the big call saying I think Aussies are a bit more chilled. Ah, she'll be right.
Yeah.
So I feel like out of the two countries, we are probably a little bit more laxed. on the wearing the seatbelt. So many texts coming through. The question was, do you always wear a seatbelt? 0429 985 985.
I have to just shout out to this text because it made me laugh.
Yeah.
I think us older generation always put our belt on because we remember being thrown around in the back of the car. We're just grateful to stay in one spot now.
Isn't that crazy that you could, back in the day, just jump in a car without a seatbelt?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So many texts coming through. Yes, always, Sue. Yes, yes, I feel naked if I don't. Yes, in the city, but on my mother-in-law's farm, going around 10 to 20 Ks. On a private road, it's a no. Not needed. No one else is around.
Just so you know, I put that down as a no.
Okay,
yeah. Because you could still have get into an accident.
You're still driving your car, okay.
Quite far on a road.
Okay, yep. I'm like Beck, I always wear my seatbelt, even if I'm just moving my car out of my driveway. You're in the car, put it on.
Yep, that's
and
it.
Reggie reckons that America would be worse when it comes to not wearing the seatbelts.
Alrighty, so when it comes to seatbelts, rear seat passengers are less likely to wear a seatbelt than front seat passengers.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, not fair enough, but I get it.
Okay.
Not condoning this.
Okay, here are the actual stats.
Okay.
Okay, so in America, less than 10% of Americans do not wear a seatbelt.
Okay.
But they do account for 51% of car-related fatalities.
Wow.
So that's huge.
Yeah, for sure.
In Australia, 1 in 5 Australians don't buckle up. So that translates to 20%.
20%.
20%.
That is a lot higher than I thought.
Yep, which is crazy. But
20%.
In saying that, only 15% of road crash fatalities were not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, okay. Wait. So in my head, so 20% of us don't wear seatbelts.
Correct.
But 15% of crash is it deaths?
Yes. Had no seatbelt.
Ah, okay, interesting. Well, I can reveal the family right here on 98.5. 85% of us wear a seatbelt.
Oh, well done.
15% of us don't. So we're better than the rest of Australia.
Well done, 98.5. Better than everyone else.
Yeah, doing it, I mean, this time round. What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.